Case number 12715, Sierra Village, seek variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures. Sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Sierra Avenue, Lot A14, within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19792 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1, the tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 3101. The applicant is seeking a 4.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed landing to the existing manufactured home on Lot A16, a 0.3-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing manufactured home on Lot A16, a 4.2-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed landing to the existing manufactured home on Lot A16, a 0.2-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed manufactured home to the existing manufactured home on Lot A16, a 4.6-foot variance from the required 20-foot separation requirement for the proposed HVAC to the existing landing on Lot A12. The accessory structure proposed will comply.
And this is Amy Bennett, who was previously sworn in this evening.
Thank you. For this variance request, for the uniqueness of the property, it's uniquely narrow in its dimensions and that of this lot, which creates a challenge placing the manufactured home and maintaining minimum separation distances between the homes and neighboring homes and accessory structures. This lot was laid out with others in the community in the 1960s, and the lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of the modern manufactured home. Selected a standard size floor plan for this home that is comparable to other new homes in the community, but I'm still unable to place it on the lot with the required setbacks. The narrow shape of the lot makes it difficult to place a new manufactured home on the property consistent with others in the neighborhood while being in compliance with Sussex County zoning codes. Due to the uniqueness of the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County zoning codes. I propose to place a normal width-sized home on the lot consistent with other homes in the community and a standard size shed that is consistent with other new homes in the community, but I'm unable to do so without violating separation distance requirements between neighboring manufactured homes and accessory structures. The variance are necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant, as the property is quite narrow, which greatly limits the buildable area thereof. The neighboring lots are also narrow, causing development of nearby lots to be nearer to lot lines and neighboring homes. It appears impossible to place a home on this lot without violating separation distance requirements, and the exceptional practical difficulty was created by the unique conditions of the property and the development of adjacent lots. Variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare thereof. I'm seeking this variance to add to the conformity of the community and to modernize homes within the community, which will substantially add value and improve the characteristics of the community and neighborhood. The variances sought are the minimum variances necessary to afford relief, and the variances requested represent the least modifications possible of the regulations at issue, and the home is the narrowest available and minimizes the need for variances within the property.
Is there anything further you'd like to add?
We're close, we're inches. I don't really.
Any questions from the board?
Just I guess it is a question. You're actually going from, is the current,
the
has that property been cleared? Has it been removed?
Yeah, this property is actually under garage keeper. The home was abandoned on site, and it is shorter but wider.
Right.
So we are going narrower than the current placement.
And that's what I wanted to confirm on the plan. It appears you're going narrower and longer.
Yeah, they have a full-size build out on an addition that is, it doubles the size of the existing unit that's there.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
I have no questions, thank you.
On lot A16, the neighbor's dwelling, it's, the survey shows that there's no steps or AC unit on that side of the dwelling. Do you know if that's true?
To the best of my recollection, that would be accurate.
Okay, just wanted to confirm.
Anything further? Is there anyone present who was in favor of case number 12715? Is there anyone present who was in opposition of case number 12715? Operator?
At this time, there is apparently no online.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12715 for Sierra Village for their requested variances. The property has unique physical conditions. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12715 has been approved.